Title: Pad Modulation with Subtle Wow and Flutter Intermediate. Alright, welcome in. Today we're doing one of those sound design moves that instantly makes your drum and bass pads feel more expensive. Because in DNB, pads aren't just background, they're glue, they're atmosphere, they're tension, and if your pad is just sitting there as a static chord, it'll feel flat the second you bring in rolling drums and moving bass. So the goal of this lesson is subtle wow and flutter. Think of wow as slow pitch drift, like a tape machine gently wandering. Flutter is the faster, tiny micro wobble. And the key word is subtle. We want alive and cinematic, not seasick and attuned. We'll build this entirely with Ableton Live stock devices, and you'll end up with a reusable chain you can drop into any DNB project. Before we touch anything, quick session setup. Put your tempo somewhere around 172 to 175 BPM. Create a group track called Pad Group, even if you're only using one pad right now. That's future-proofing for layering. And bring in any simple break or drum loop, even a placeholder, because you cannot judge pad movement properly in solo. Pads that feel almost too subtle alone often become perfect the moment drums and bass show up. Step 1. Build the pad source. Let's do Waveatable first, because it's controlled and clean. Make a new MIDI track and load Waveatable on Oscillator 1. Pick something smooth like basic shapes and keep it in the sine or triangle kind of territory. Oscillator 2 can be similar, maybe a slightly more harmonic shape, but don't go bright yet. Detune Oscillator 2 just a touch. Now set Unison to 2 to 4 voices. Detune around 5 to 12%. Modest. We're already planning to add motion later, so don't start with a giant super saw smear. Filter. Choose a low pass, something like LP24 or MS2 if you want a slightly characterful tone. Put your cutoff somewhere between 600 Hz and 2.5 kHz depending on how dark you want it. For DNB, darker usually sits better behind the drums and bass. Amp envelope. Give it a smooth entry. Attack around 80 to 250 milliseconds. Decay 1.5 to 3 seconds. Sustain a little down, like -6 to -12 dB, and release long 2 to 6 seconds. You want it to feel like a bid, not a stab. Quick musical tip, while you're here, -17 Hz and sus2 or sus4 voicings are your best friends. They sound moody, and they stay out of the bass's way. If your bass is doing a Reese or Foghorn style mid-movement, those chord choices help you avoid harmonic clashes. Now step 2. Add wow with chorus ensemble. Drop chorus ensemble right after the instrument. Set it to chorus mode. And here's the big mistake people make. They crank the rate like it's a synthwave lead. Don't. We want slow drift. Set the rate somewhere around 0.05 to 0.18 Hz. That's slow. Amount around 10 to 25%. If there's delay time control, keep it around 6 to 15 milliseconds. Feedback low, 0 to 10%, and dry/wet around 8 to 20%. As you listen, your job is to find the point where the pad feels like it's gently leaning and breathing, not obviously chorused. If it starts to sound like effect, pull down amount first. If it still feels like an effect, reduce dry/wet next. Teacher note here, this wow stage is important because it gives you movement without messing with a single reference pitch. It's more like stereo drift and gentle modulation than a hard pitch bend. That helps you stay musical. Step 3. Add flutter with shifter in pitch mode. Add shifter after chorus ensemble. Set shifter to pitch mode. Set fine to 0 cents as your bass. Keep it clean. We're not looking for delay or feedback artifacts here. Set mix to 100%. Now we need to modulate shifter fine, but tiny. If you have Ableton Live Suite and Max for Live, grab the LFO device. Map it to shifter fine. Use a sine wave or random smooth. Rate around 2 to 6 Hz. And depth around plus and minus 3 to 8 cents. Start at plus and minus 4 cents. This is the moment where subtlety matters the most. Flutter should be felt more than heard. If you can clearly hear wobble wobble on every chord hit, it's too much. If you're playing a chord and thinking, is my chord out of tune? That's definitely too much. If you don't have Max for Live, do it with clip envelopes. Put a long MIDI clip in, then automate shifter fine with tiny wiggly moves. Think tiny. Don't exceed 8 cents unless it's a special breakdown moment. Extra coach note. Modulation needs a reference pitch. If you stack multiple pitch modulators on the same parameter, they can add up and you'll drift out of key. That's why we're splitting the jobs. Wow is coming from chorus style movement, flutter is coming from micro changes to shifter fine. Different roles, less cumulative chaos. Step 4. Make it breathe with auto filter. Add auto filter after shifter. Choose LP12 for smoothness, or LP24 if you want it darker and more controlled. Start your cutoff somewhere between 400 Hz and 2000 Hz. Resonance low, like 5 to 15%. A little drive if you want, but don't overdo it. Turn on the auto filter LFO. Set the rate super slow, around 0.03 to 0.12 Hz. The amount should be just enough to move a few hundred Hz, not sweep like an EDM build. Shape, sign is perfect. Here's the intention. This is not movement for movement's sake. This is the pad breathing around the drums. In a 16-bar intro, you can slowly raise the cutoff to open the world up. Then when the drop hits, pull it back a bit so it sits behind the bass and the snare. Step 5, glue and wait with saturator. Put saturator next. Choose analog clip or soft sign. Drive around 1 to 4 dB. Soft clip on. Then trim the output so your level matches before and after. Don't let saturation trick you into thinking louder is better. Level match and listen for density, more presence, more body, without turning into obvious distortion. If your pad feels thin after high passing later, there's a nice trick. Before saturation, do a gentle wide bell boost around 120 to 220 Hz. Like plus 1 to plus 2 dB, then saturate, then high pass after. You keep the perception of warmth without eating the sub-region. Step 6, space that works in D&B with reverb. Add reverb. Set quality high if your CPU can handle it. Pre-delay is huge here, set 15 to 35 milliseconds. That keeps your chord clarity and helps the reverb not smear the transient space where your snare lives. Decay can be 2 to 6 seconds depending on vibe. Size 60 to 90%. Low cut 150 to 300 Hz so you're not fogging up the low end. High cut 6 to 12K Hz. Darker pads often want the high cut lower. Dry slash wet around 10 to 25% if it's insert reverb. Better workflow. Put reverb on a return track and send to it. That gives you cleaner control and helps multiple atmospheric parts share a consistent world space. Pro Variation. Instead of sidechaining the whole pad, sidechain only the reverb. Put a compressor after the reverb on the return. Sidechain it from your kick and snare bus. And duck the reverb by about 3 to 6 dB. That way the pad stays stable, but the wash gets out of the way of the groove. Step 7. Mono safety and width. At the end, add utility. Set width somewhere around 110 to 140% if it suits the track, but don't assume wider is always better in D&B. If your brakes are already wide, you might keep the pad closer to 100 to 115%. And the big rule, pads should rarely own the low end. Put it at Q8 before utility and roll off lows below 120 to 200 Hz. Quick stereo safety check you should get in the habit of doing. Put a utility with a mono button map to a macro and click it on and off. If your pad loses body or the chord identity collapses in mono, don't just narrow the width immediately. First, reduce the stereo movement and modulation intensity, because often the phase spread comes from modulation, not from width alone. Now let's make it musical and D&B, not just ambient pad floating forever. Think arrangement. Try call and response with the bass. For example, let the pad sustain more in bars 1 and 2, then slightly thin it out in bars 3 and 4 so the bass groove can breathe. You can do that with MIDI rhythm, with volume automation, or with light sidechain. Try an 8-bar evolution. Slowly increase chorus ensemble dry slash wet from around 10% up to about 18%. Lift the filter cutoff slowly, and push a reverb send up into fills, then reduce it right when the drop hits. That drop feels bigger when the space tightens. And a really effective tension trick, in the last bar before a phrase change, increase flutter just a little, like plus and minus 4 cents up to plus and minus 7 for a moment. Maybe even bump the flutter rate from 3 Hz to 5 Hz. Then snap it back on the downbeat. It reads like a tape machine stumbling and recentering, which is perfect for darker D&B. Advanced variation if you want the expensive version. Dual layer stability. Duplicate your pad track or build two chains in an instrument rack. Layer A is your anchor. Minimal modulation. Slightly darker, width closer to 100%. Layer B is your motion layer. Full wow and flutter. Slightly brighter so the movement is audible. Then keep the motion layer 6 to 12 dB quieter than the anchor. That's the move. You get lush motion around a stable core, so the harmony stays centered and you don't get that wobbly out of tune feeling. Another variation. Random but restrained flutter, so it doesn't sound like a repeating LFO cycle. Use two modulators on shifter fine. One sign at about 3 to 5 Hz at tiny depth, like plus and minus 1 to 2 cents. And one random smooth at about 0.3 to 1 Hz at plus and minus 1 to 3 cents. The result is irregular, human feeling instability, but still controlled. Common mistakes to avoid as you build. First, too much pitch modulation. If your chord sounds out of tune, reduce flutter depth first, then reduce wow depth. Second, chorus in low frequencies. That makes the mix wobble and collapses in mono. High pass your pad. Third, reverb masking the snare. If your snare loses crack, darken the reverb with high cut, reduce the send, or increase pre-delay slightly. Fourth, pad width fighting wide breaks. If your drums are already massive in stereo, keep the pad more centered. And fifth, movement with no intention. Give each modulation a job. Wow equals slow drift. Flutter equals micro instability. Filter equals breathing. Mini practice exercise to lock this in. Create a 32 bar loop. Bars 1 to 16 are intro, light drums or no full drums. Bars 17 to 32 are the drop, full drums and a bass placeholder. Build your pad chain, instrument into chorus ensemble, then shifter, then auto filter, then saturator, then reverb, then utility. Automate three things. Auto filter cutoff rising slowly through bars 1 to 16. Reverb send higher in bars 15 to 16. Then lower at bar 17. Flutter amount slightly higher only at bar 16. Then export two versions. Version A has flutter at plus and minus 4 cents. Version B has flutter at plus and minus 8 cents. And here's the important part. Compare them in the drop, not in solo. Pick the one that supports the groove without sounding detuned. Quick recap to burn it in. Wow is slow and gentle. That's chorus ensemble at a very low rate and low amount. Flutter is faster micro pitch. That's shifter fine modulated at about 2 to 6 Hz with only a few cents of movement. Auto filter gives musical breathing. Saturator gives density. Reverb gives depth with pre-delay. And utility plus EQ keeps you mono safe and out of the sub region. If you want, tell me what role your pad is playing in your track intro haze, breakdown chord bed, or drop support, and what kind of bass you're using, like Reese, Foghorn, or sub plus mid. And I can suggest a tighter exact modulation range and tone settings that will lock behind the groove without fighting it.